So do you know what I've been thinking about recently is that quite often we relate to God in different moods, and God is different from us. His moods aren't as changeable as ours are. In fact, the Bible says that he doesn't change, that his character remains the same. But our moods go all over the place, don't they? And the thing that I've been thinking about is sometimes when I relate to God, I believe that God's relating back to me in the same mood that I'm in. So if I'm angry, God's angry with me. If I'm judgmental, God's judgmental with me. If I'm excited, God's excited as well. I can't help it. It's like holding up a mirror. I don't know whether that's the same for you. Like if you get out of bed, out of the wrong side, and you're not doing so well, you think that God's not that impressed with you. But he's different. Let me read you a little verse from the Bible. This is from Numbers. Numbers 23, verse 19. God is not a man. So he does not lie. He is not human. So he does not change his mind. Has he ever spoken and failed to act? Has he ever promised and not carried it through? Listen, I received a command to bless. God has blessed, and I cannot reverse it. We're not always quite like that. Oh no, I got a message that just came through and it wasn't on silent. That could be Mark or John or Tim. Okay, so Joe and I are going to attempt a little drama of this. So what we're going to do is first of all, the mood I'm going to be in is a proud mood. And Joe's going to play the role of the mirror. So how I assume that God would be when I'm feeling proud. Okay, this is not actually how God would be. It's my assumption. It's the image that I've painted him in. Because that's what we do, don't we? We paint God in our own image. It doesn't really work, and it's not the way it should be. Okay, so we're going to go with that. We might need another mic, so I'm going to grab this one. Oh, my legs don't stretch that far. Hold. Oh, you can disappear behind the curtain. It makes it more godlike. Okay. Oh, God, I am doing so well at the moment. I'm just, for some reason, I'm on form. My prayer, it's just through the roof. I'm praying so much more than I normally would. And my Bible reading, well, every day. I don't know about you, but perhaps half hour, 45 minutes. That's before I've even got up. I'm just feeling it at the moment, God. I mean, what do you think about it?
Yes, Gary, I've noticed your prayer and your Bible reading has gone through the roof. And to be honest, you're up there. You're in my top 10, mate.
Top 10.
This is just a secret between you and me. But I think that you're on par with Graham at this point.
Oh, lovely.
I think you're just doing great. You're one of my favourites. Keep going and you might make it to number one.
Oh, bonus. Thanks, God. And the offering, I don't know if you saw it earlier, God, but I had £2 and I held it in the air before I put it in so everyone could see it. Oh, it was lovely. It was a shiny £2. I don't know how much you gave. Maybe you gave nothing, but I gave £2 and it shone. It was majestic. I mean, what did you think about that, God, that £2 that I put in?
You know what, Gary? That was a £2 well spent. I know you could have gone and bought pick and mix, but you put it in the offering. I'm so pleased with you. In fact, I've got a tip, another way of making this offering go even further.
Yep,
how about at lunch today, you sit and tell your mum and all your family about that £2?
That I gave it a great
idea. That'll make them really, really love you and respect you even more.
Oh, it would, wouldn't it? Yeah, perfect. Now, God, I've got a little issue. Household chores. Now, at home, I do everything. Joe is so lazy. I tell you what, I'm up at the crack of dawn. I'm washing all the cars. I'm cleaning the carpets. I'm putting the bins out. I've got dinner on. I'm just doing everything. And, I mean, I'm not sure she appreciates me or respects me. I mean, I know you do, God, but I think it's time that I just lay on the sofa. I mean, what do you think?
Do you know what, Gary? I think that you are such a great guy. You've got so much on your plate, and yet you are such a servant.
Oh,
I think,
bonus.
I think you deserve a day off. I think, in
I
fact...
I couldn't agree more.
You know what? why don't you just not cook this week?
Not cook.
And I know that you love a good KFC, so why not just go and get one for yourself?
One
bring
for
it
myself.
Home, and Jo can just sort herself out.
That's
She'll
right.
begin to see how much you do
That's
when
absolutely
you finished
right.
your KFC, and the buckets are just left all over the house.
You can
you know
be
what?
More right.
Let her clean them up too.
Let her clean them up. That's right. Okay, so that's kind of a proud attitude, and like God was being my mirror. And I know we're exaggerating that, but do you understand the point? We can like use God as a mirror. The second one is self-hatred. We do a lot of this, don't we? But we probably don't admit it to each other. God, I'm just not doing really good at the moment. And I know that you're looking up there and you're looking down on me and life's a bit rubbish. And I can't do everything that I want to do. And when I measure myself to you, it's clear I'm not good enough. I mean, I'm not even good enough for me, let alone good enough for you. And I just want to sin less. I just want to be a better person, but I'm just rubbish. And I just want to bury my head in the sand. I'm just no good, God. And I know you think like that about me, don't you?
Well, to be honest, I did have better plans for you. And you've learnt it all your life. You went to Sunday school. You've got to read the Bible. Well, oh, yeah. Why not try putting your alarm
right.
on about an hour earlier and get up and reading
right.
a bit of the Bible? That might make you a better person.
That's right.
But it is going to take a lot. There's a long journey ahead of you, but if you put in the effort, you might get there one day.
Yeah, it might get there one day. One day. The other thing I've been thinking about, really, God, is I've been comparing myself to other people. And Andy Earl, he gets up like at the crack of dawn to go to work. He works in London. He's up at like 6 on the train at 6:30, gets back at 7:30 in the evening. He works all these long hours and he's such more a better person than I am. And he just works so hard. And sometimes I can't even be bothered to work. And he's there working, slogging away. And I know you look at me and just think, what are you doing, you lazy sluggard, you lazy piece of work? You do nothing, don't you?
Well, Gary, no one's perfect. But to be honest, my expectation for you is perfection. And if you want to start comparing yourself to anyone, why not compare yourself to Jesus?
Jesus.
Because that's really what Crikey. You need to be like, to be completely honest with you. You're falling way short. You're falling way short of Jesus. So stop looking around at your other friends on earth and start comparing yourself to Jesus. And maybe that will kick you up the bum and help you get out of bed an hour earlier.
Wow. Nice one. And the other thing I've been thinking about really is that, God, that no one really likes me. And I know I said I don't really like myself, but I'm pretty sure that everybody here doesn't really like me and they've got really no time for me. And when I talk to people, I think they're somewhere else. They're like looking over the top of my head and they're like, it's like I don't exist. I'm like this little small ant. I might as well be crushed. And sometimes I think it's better if I wasn't even here. And no one would notice if I was gone. You wouldn't even notice. You don't even care about me. I mean, no one likes me. Even you don't, do you, God?
As I said before, Gary, if you were more like Jesus, I think people would like you.
Yeah.
I mean, you're just sitting around all day and you expect to just have the high road easily. You've got to put the effort in.
Put the effort
okay?
in.
Okay? And to be honest, I don't like hearing you. I don't like hearing your complaints. And I think you just need to get on and do it. And don't come back and talk to me again until you've started to buck your attitude up.
Oh, okay. Thanks. Is this a familiar story to some of you, the kind of self-hatred mood and God's backing that up? And finally, no pressure, Joe, but now Joe's going to attempt to play what God's voice could really be. We were talking about this earlier and we were like, how could we do this? So Joe is going to attempt to speak on the behalf of God. Hopefully this is not blasphemous. And hopefully we give a little bit of a true reflection of how God may reply. Okay, so it won't be, in this example, it won't be the mirror. This example will be me being in my mood and God showing his display of his character, being true to himself. God, I've got this client at the moment at work and he beats his wife and he doesn't seem to really care about it. And I find that really difficult. I really want to give him a punch in the face, but I can't because that's my job as a counsellor, but I can't understand the fact that he gets pleasure out of beating his wife. What do you think?
Gary, I'm really proud of you. I'm really proud that you're going in and supporting clients like this. This man has got such a grey past. He's got so much pain and I see it from where I stand. And you're the one, Gary, that I have equipped to go and help and nurture him back to how I designed him to be. So keep on going, Gary. Keep on being there and listening to him. And I will give you the strength you need to see this man rise from the hurt and pain that he is walking through right now.
Oh, that was a bit better, wasn't it? The other thing, God, is my dad. He died a couple of years ago, and I keep thinking about it, and I can't stop thinking about it, and it causes me a lot of pain. And I know that other people are not really thinking about that, but I still am, and I really miss him. And I'm thinking that I need your comfort, but I don't really know how to get it, and I don't understand why you took him when he was so young. No pressure, Joe. I pray this all the time.
Gary, I know how you feel. I had a loss, and it was the biggest loss I could comprehend. I gave up my son. I know what it's like to lose someone who you love and to grieve them. And I want you to come to me with that grief so that I can comfort you. It was never my plan for your dad to die. I didn't create death. It's a consequence of sin. But I am here and I'm waiting for you to come to me in those dark times. And I want to be your God, your best friend and your comforter.
Nice one. Finally, God, I want to pray for my granddad to become a Christian. It's just such a lonely man, and he misses his wife so much, but he's far from you, and I don't know what to do. I'd love for him to get to know you and for him to be more fulfilled in his life. He seems so bitter and so angry, and I don't really like going up there to see him because he finds life so difficult, and it's hard to be around him, and I just want him to get saved. Can you help me?
Gary, your granddad suffers loneliness beyond that which I can reach. But there are people on earth that I have commissioned to go and be a friend to him. And one of those people is you. What I want you to do is to just go and sit with him. You don't have to say anything, just to sit there and be there for him. And as you're there, pray to me. Ask for my Holy Spirit to come and be with you. And I'll do the rest. All I ask for you to do is to go, to be a comforter, and to pray, and watch me do the rest.
I got really convicted by that one when we were doing the actual drama in the car and thought I better spend more time with my granddad. Okay, right, so that was just a little reflection of moods and what moods we can be in. And God is not always a mirror. Sometimes it's completely different from the mood that we're in. Okay.